This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listen for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GEQ. How are you today?
Well, good morning, Mr. KE2GEQ.
K2PCB here. So far so good. I'm running a few minutes behind, nothing too major. I'll make it to work on time. I'd like to get a few more minutes ahead at this point, but that's okay. I got sidetracked this morning. Ooh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 deer standing in the field over here at the old Albrecht's Nursery on Broadway in Alden. Yeah, it's been a while since that nursery's been done. Yeah, so far it's a pretty good morning. How's your morning shaping up?
So far, so good. I woke up a little bit earlier than I normally do, which is fine. Allowed me to do a couple things. And then sometime around 9 o'clock or so, Karen and I are going to head down to our daughter's house and help her do a few things. She got some people coming over to do work on their house, so we'll watch the kids.
Well, you're going to get to be a foreman you know, multiple different times in a week's time frame. So how did that project go from last week at your place? Everything go as expected, or did they unearth any finds that you didn't know about?
That was the chimney repair you were referring to?
Yep, I remember chimney being part of that. Yeah.
Chimney, everything went well there. Once they decided to go from a different direction to get the liner in, that worked good. And I think the other one was doors that we were going to have installed, and still having a problem. It's amazing. Supplier quality has really gone downhill.
Oh, no. Did you purchase those doors on your own or through the contractor? I know that can make a little difference on your recourse if there is supplier quality, especially if they start modifying doors. And, yeah, that was responsible, but maybe they didn't even get that far.
The installer said, one was they sent the wrong track for the bifold doors. It wasn't long enough. So supposedly one was getting ordered for that, and then the other one, it's a fire door, because it goes between the garage and the house, was basically coming delaminated, and so supposedly we're getting another one. He'll come in and just take it out. He doesn't have to take the frame out. He'll just take the door off and then rehang it on the hinges, so we'll see what happens. I just don't know how long it's going to take.
Well, that's an interesting topic. Let me ask you about that. You said this is a fire door, and going from your house to your garage, is that a code requirement on a new build, you know? And does it have to be a steel door? And I ask because my sister's house, who just had a lot of that work done a few months ago, she's got a door that goes from her garage to her house, and it's a wooden door with a big glass window in it. She had a bunch of other doors in her house replaced, but not that one.
My understanding is that there's two requirements for a garage door. That if an attached garage is that it has to maintain some sort of fire rating for like 20 minutes, and it's supposed to close automatically. So I would assume having a glass window between the garage and the house probably doesn't need code.
Oh, yeah. And it definitely does not close automatically because she's got a screen door that goes to the garage. There's like a, you know, like a three-step stoop, if you will, in the garage. Opens the screen door. It's almost like it's an outdoor, you know, normal, you know, back door kind of entrance, but it goes to the garage. It's kind of weird. cat screen door with a door that does not have a auto closer on it.
Interesting.
I know she's trying to do all these updates to make her house a little more, you know, model home-like. Maybe I should mention that to her.
Yeah, she should check with code enforcement of whatever town or village she lives in to see what the requirements would be. I did not. I just did some research one time and found out that that's what it should be, which makes sense. You want a door that always closes so that there's no fumes coming in the house, if there's a vehicle was running, or, you know, if there happened, God forbid, there was a fire, that it automatically closes and doesn't lead to the house.
Yeah, it definitely makes sense on so many levels. And, yeah, I don't know if she could adjust to that, because I think she leaves that door open a lot. And, but yeah, if you've got some vapor buildup out in that garage, you don't necessarily want to vent that through the house. You'd prefer, you know, vent that outside. Yeah, and she would have gas cans and such in there as well, which, yeah, isn't great. Yeah, I can't see if Ross connects in, because he'll be connecting into his own Echolink connection on his own node. So I'll leave a little pause here. And I don't see Mark in there. But I'll have to tell Mark that he can also connect into Ross's node now through Echolink as another alternate way to get in. And, yeah, so I'll open it up for Ross to jump in, and then and maybe my next topic will be the hack of the day link there. And are you in there, Ross? This is K2PCB.
Yes, I am. Good morning, Travis, and good morning, Brad, K2PCB.
So how's your morning going so far, Ross? And when you're done, you can turn it over to Brad.
So far, so good, an average morning. I ate breakfast on my deck, and quickly have a family of bunnies that are in our backyard. Evelyn will be happy about that. She loves the bunny, so that might be a future pet. We'll have to see about that one. But yeah, so far, it's an average morning. How are you, Brad?
Yeah, this is getting to be an average morning for me. Up a little bit, you know, time to be on the air with you guys, get a couple shoulder exercises in, and usually check the backyard for deer. We have a female deer that's been decided she likes our plants for her morning breakfast. This is KE2GDQ.
Oh, yeah. They're... It's nice to feed them, but not when they're eating your plants, especially when you've got vegetables growing out there. That's one of the benefits of having our tomato plants up on the balcony. The only critters that get to them are the tiny critters, the bugs and such. And thus far, I think our tomato plants are thriving pretty well. No concerns there. Yeah, so when it comes back around, Brad, you sent out the... a link about satellite communication with ham radio. I've played around with a little bit. I've tried to do some receiving. I honestly don't think I've ever made a connection through satellite. I know some people that really get into it have these, what are they called? The helical style antenna, so they don't have to rotate their Yagi, but you do have to, you know, obviously sweep the sky to follow the satellites. But you don't have to. I mean, you can do it with a handheld Yagi. A lot of people do that, and they'll just stand there and track the satellite to the sky. There's some Doppler effect that has to be considered, so sometimes you have to alter your frequency a little bit if you have a nice radio that gives you that capability. But there used to be a repeater in Buffalo, and it's been a while since I've tried to tune into it. I don't even know if they still do it, but they used to do a, what do they call it, a simulcast, is that what it is? Basically a rebroadcast of that feed in real time. So you could, even if you weren't getting back into it, you could hear that as it went over, and you could hear the people making their, you know, quick connection within their, like, you know, 5 to 7 minute window. Have you played around with any satellite communications, Russ?
No, I have not. I never got into that. I know a lot of guys seem to like to do that. Like I said, time permitting, never had a chance to do that. I do have a old, our old Dish Network TV and satellite dish, where we used to have satellite TV. I wonder if I can repurpose that and point it at the satellite. I don't know if there's any stationary satellites. I think most of them are, I think they're stationary in the sky. We have to track them because the Earth is spinning. I don't think there's any synchronous orbit satellites. There might be. I've never really looked into it.
From what I've been able to tell, everything is the low Earth orbit, which usually means it's not synchronous. Hence, that's why you need the tracking software to know where it's going to be at. And like Travis said, it's a very short window that they would be visible. It almost sounds like you might want to be like near a lake. You know, maybe there's a lake, big body of water near us that we could get to that would allow you to get a further from the horizon to be able to pick it up longer.
Yeah, and that's why I think if you're really trying to hit the fringes of that pass, that accommodating for the frequency shift might be more important. When it's straight overhead, maybe not so much. You just have a narrower window. And people have done it with some fairly inexpensive antennas. I think you could buy a handheld UHF antenna. And, you know, I mentioned helical, but you can just use a multi-element Yagi handheld, and you do all the, you know, positional manipulation yourself, whether you're horizontal, vertical, and where you're pointing in the sky. And I've definitely seen videos of people doing it, and it's quite impressive. It was just a three-element Yagi. No, it was more than that. Might have been five. And I played around with it a little bit, but, not too much. Someday. Having that only couple minute of connection, and then you have to wait. But it is cool. It is cool that you're going through the satellites. I guess it's not far off from HF because you can quickly lose somebody's signal when the propagation changes. So not a big deal. Wow, 6:43 already. I knew I was running late. A little behind already today.
Yeah, I must have left a little early. I actually just pulled into work. So, but yeah, I never tinkered any with satellite stuff. Yeah, maybe someday. I know my nephew, he's got not to get off topic, but he's got a one of those micro telescopes that you could plug it into your computer or laptop, and it's got the tracking software. It'll track, you know, moons, stars, and stuff. It'll point you to that. I wonder if that has any, and it's all motorized, so I wonder if that has any tracking ability for, you know, if you want to look at satellites or not.
That would be kind of cool if you could incorporate that type of tracking software to some sort of motorized antenna. That would make it a whole lot easier now, wouldn't it?
All right, I'm hopping out here, going to make my trek in and thinking of things up in the sky. Oh, sun looks kind of cool again this morning, sort of being hidden by the clouds. It's just peeking out back there. And, of course, for the best part of it to enjoy today, I'll be inside at work. So we're jealous, Brad, especially if you get to take a trip to the park. Assuming that this is going to burn off. Not sure what the weather report was supposed to be for today, but. All right, this is KCPCB. I'm going to head in. and get my day started. Okay, KTPCB clear. Good morning, guys.
Yep, I'm seeing there, Kevin. So, Brad, what's your plan today? I think I heard you had something to do with your going down to your daughter's place today to watch kids. I guess that's in the works.
Yeah, she has a couple different contractors coming in today to do some stuff. So after she takes the kids to their older kids to school, then my wife and I'll help her with the youngest one. And they're also having the twins have their birthday party tonight, so we'll be helping to get ready for that. So yeah, we'll be there most of the day today. And it'll be fun.
Oh yeah, especially at their age. I remember Evelyn, it was